Well, folks, this is Carl Valeri with the Stuck Mike Avcast reporting for Sun and Fun Radio. I'm here with Advocate Consulting in Hangar A, and Advocate Consulting does some consulting work for folks to actually save money on taxes and quite a few other things. The person I'm with is Scott, and he's going to explain a little bit about his business.
You want me to hold it? Okay, Carl, hi, thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. We're an aviation law firm out of Naples. We have about 1,600 aviation clients all over the country. This is our only practice. We have one program. It's been around for close to 20 years. And the whole point of it is to help our clients save tax dollars, initially with sales tax, but to a much more significant extent with income tax relief. So we attend events like this throughout the year to help our clients save tax dollars, as you said. Whoops. So whether it's a new plane or a used plane, there's a significant benefit that you can enjoy, and we're here to assign a team that includes an attorney and an accountant to make sure that everything is done properly from the beginning, from the acquisition phase of an aircraft purchase.
So I'm a business owner and I want to buy an airplane. I really need to look at this before I actually purchase it, correct?
You should. If you have a 50% sustainable business purpose, that's the criteria that needs to be satisfied. We make sure that that is the case because part of our work is defending what we do. If it doesn't seem to come together at the outset, we won't put it together. But in most cases, we can help those who have a sustainable business purpose without a stretch. We want to make sure, of course, that it's workable, a benefit, and defendable.
Now, if would flight schools be interested in hiring you for this, or that it would be primarily businesses?
The flight schools use, in most cases, other people's planes. So it's the owners of those planes that we help, and we coordinate the efforts involved in connecting that aircraft to the particular leaseback operator, whether it's a flight school, an FBO, or maybe even another business on the field. But most of our clients use their planes for business, although many are W-2 employees, and their business use can come from a leaseback to a flight school or an FBO or another.
Interesting. That's something I think people really should understand and at least try to understand and come to you and talk to you a little bit about that. How would they get a consultation? Say they're not sure they really need your services, can they just give you a call?
They can call and talk to me. I am not one of the attorneys or accountants, so I can at least give, however, an overview of our services and a pretty clear indication of what we do to our prospective client and their advisors, so that if they then decide we're the fit, we can put it all together. But we don't offer hourly or diagnostic or a la carte services. It's strictly the one program. You commit to us, we commit to finding the solution that's most workable and, of course, would be defendable and of benefit. So.
Now, how about these horror stories? I just heard one, gosh, a few days ago. Gentleman flies up to Georgia. He lives here in Florida. All of a sudden, he's getting a bill for a sales tax and use tax in Georgia, but he lives in Florida. How can that happen?
Well, that's where our prior planning before the closing is so important. Many of our clients can keep their plane in one location or another. The sales tax comes into play when a plane is based in a particular state. Many of our clients could keep their plane in any number of states, but we'll always discuss prior to closing what the implications would be if you might be flying frequently or occasionally to another state. The state laws are changing all the time because they can't raise the revenues they used to, and it's important for us to check and be on the mark from the outset.
Well, let me ask you this. This is another horror story, is that, you know, someone goes up to Maine, they get a bill, and it's a couple years later after they purchased something. You would never think, I would never think, that I would ever even remotely get a bill for something I bought 2 years ago. And does that happen? I mean,
It does happen, and sometimes we can help. We do require our regular program to be initiated to establish the attorney-client privilege. And then as an accommodation to those clients who have a current audit, might have been from a few years ago, we can help with that with our in-house audit team. We first review the situation, explain if we can help, and if so, then we just go through the step of establishing the relationship and offering an hourly to assist to the extent that it's possible to hopefully mitigate the situation.
Size of a business that you would work with, say the low end to the high end, or I guess the low end really, individual business, small business?
It runs the gamut from the high end where there are big jets involved to even sport planes, light sports. The key, again, is a business that has a business purpose for the aircraft. Now, most of our clients, I'll say, among the 1,600 plus, are owners of their own business. They may be quite a lot larger than that, but it's a matter of putting the aircraft under its own entity and then tying together with an operating agreement and a marketing agreement that aircraft to the client's sources of taxable income. So that's what the team does, that attorney accountant team.
And I assume you saved a few dollars for some folks. I assume you saved a few dollars for some folks.
We have helped a lot of clients to save significant dollars. Last year, depreciation, for example, for a new plane was 100%. We didn't find out till the end of 2010. It ran throughout the year. This year, it's 50%, but that's as good as it was in 2008, 9, and 10. So whatever the laws allow, we put together a program that we know will stand the test of time, and it gives our clients ultimately that assurance that they want to know that all the tax, legal, and compliance issues are being properly tended to.
I notice your logo also has a boat in there. You do some work with boats also? Or?
We used to offer accommodations for our clients who had yachts, primarily for sales tax because it's very similar to an aircraft. But we have gotten away from that. If you look at most of our materials other than this, it's strictly aircraft. That's our mainstay practice. And we've been offering the aviation services, as I said, for about 20 years.
So if someone's here at Sun and Fun, they want to see you and they want to come find you, where would they go?
We're in A90, Hangar A. Been here for several years, and they can stop by and see us. Or anytime they want, they can call me at the office in Naples. That's Scott Battle at 888-325-1942. I'll be glad to speak to anyone that has an interest, and I'll make sure they understand how we can likely help them.
How about the folks that are listening to us online? Can they find you somewhere on the Internet?
Yeah, on the Internet, our website is www.advocatetax.com, and there is contact information there as well. There's a lot of information there. Sometimes a little bit overwhelming, but I can help to simplify that regardless of the size of the plane. Truly is the same service whether it's for a light sport or a jet. Of course, you're going to pay more for a jet, and therefore, however, you receive more benefits. Since we're defending those benefits, our exposure is a little higher, and therefore the range from the low end to the high is essentially reflective of our exposure as an audit team when that may come up, whether it's the state that makes an inquiry or the IRS. As often as that happens, we cover it.
Great, great. Well, I appreciate your talking to us today, and I encourage people, no matter what size aircraft you have, to come by and see you folks at the Advocate Consulting Group, and they're right here in Hangar A.
You bet. Now, the other thing that you might want to keep in mind is that we are making a presentation in Classroom 7 at the Aerospace Academy. That's being given by our legal director, and it's regarding tax benefits of owning an aircraft. So that may be of interest to a number of those who may be listening.
Great. I appreciate your time. And again, you're listening to Sun and Fun Radio,
yeah,
right here with Advocate Consulting. Thanks so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Enjoy your